The Bensington Society, written by David McGill. Our first meeting of the year did not go as planned. Stuart Mellor of the Environment Agency, our speaker for the evening, had to cancel at short notice. He and his expertise were required elsewhere to combat one of the many areas of flooding in the UK that have devastated people's lives this winter. I cannot imagine what it must be like to have one's home inundated once, let alone twice or even three times. However, sticking with rain as a theme, our membership secretary, David Rees-Davies, volunteered to give us a talk on the unknown, at least to most of us, intricacies involved in buying suitable rainwear. If we are really serious about buying rainwear, we have an interest not only in not getting wet, but also remaining comfortable while doing so. David explained that this is all down to a bonded microporous layer, PTFE, that prevents water droplets entering while allowing water vapour, sweat, to escape. The first fabric to do this was Gore-Tex, invented by Wilbert Gore and his son Robert in 1969. David then went on to explain that all good brands of rainwear should be labelled with numbers that indicate the level of breathability, from showerproof to the type of protection needed by outdoor workers doing heavy manual jobs. He then followed up with a series of amusing anecdotes gathered from his time running a company that sold specialised rainwear online and at agricultural shows. The whole talk was both informative and amusing, and David richly deserved the prolonged applause at the end. Our next speaker is to be Tom Way, who will give a talk entitled Tooth, Claw and Mane. Tom is a fine art wildlife photographer and has previously talked to us showing pictures of the eagles of Oman. Expect some stunning images. When photos are taken, they are obviously showing images of the past. To my knowledge, no photographer has been able to catch an image of the future. The Society, on the other hand, has to look to the future, particularly as we have grown our membership quite considerably over the past few years. So much so that we now have to register as a charity with the Charity Commission. Up until now, we have been registered as a small charity with HMRC. A group of five from the Management Committee have been undertaking this transition, which involves writing a new constitution to fall in line with the Commission's requirements, and have taken legal advice as appropriate. This has been a useful exercise in reviewing all our activities and making sure that our organisation is in the best possible position to continue to grow and flourish. The process is now coming to an end, and once the new status requirements have been met and approved by the full Management Committee, a resolution to make the change will be put to the members at a general meeting. I should say at this point that nothing will change as to our aims, the way we operate, our Friday evenings, or the work of the history group, other than reshaping the way we describe this and our use of words to meet the Commission's requirements. So to those of you who are reading this and are not members, why don't you come along and join one of the biggest, dynamic and most future-looking of Benson's societies?